So in regards to the halacha of the inui of shoes, of leather shoes, so even if any part of the shoe, even if any part of the shoe is leather, the upper part of the shoe is leather, it's also prohibited. So there has to be a shoe which has no leather in it at all. There is some people which are machmer on any shoe which is normally worn during the year. The Iker Pesach Meshabura is that is not that is something which you could wear as long as it's totally synthetic, man-made, and not leather. In regards to the halachas of achila, you might have heard over the years sometimes somebody was sick and they ate small amounts, etc. The halacha is that Gemara says that there is a shear for achila, like anything person to get the punishment of the Torah, there is a shear. The shear in Yom Kippur is the size of a kikusevis. But even less than that amount is prohibited from the Torah. Chatzishir is also min ha-Torah. So a person cannot put any amount of food in his mouth, even if he's not intending to swallow it, he knows he's not going to swallow it. You can't be putting any type of food at all in your mouth or drink into your mouth. The one exception is some person needs to take a medication, and it's a case where he's allowed to take the medication on Shabbos, he can take it without water. If a person who's ill and has to eat on Yom Kippur because of illness, that's a different question. That's somebody has to ask their local Orthodox rabbi. But if a person needs to take a medication, which is normally taken even on Shabbos, he can take it on Yom Kippur. If it's not sweet, he can take it on Yom Kippur. If it's bitter, it's not sweet, he can take it on Yom Kippur without water. A person forgot, made a mistake, a person should not touch any food on Yom Kippur. Person should not be touching food on Yom Kippur. According to some opinions, it's muksa, unless you're in a house where there's children, etc., which are going to be eating. In a house where there's no children, the food might be, the Prima Gadim says the food is considered muksa. So a person should not be touching any food on Yom Kippur. A person, by mistake, even picked up a food and made a bracha levatala, you cannot eat it. There's no way you can be eating on Yom Kippur. So a person should not be anyway getting near that. A person wants to make a bracha of Nosirach type of Paris, and he has a beautiful asterisk, it smells beautiful. He wants to make a bracha. Nosirach type of Paris, he cannot do that. You can make a bracha on Pesamim, but something which is royal achila, like an asterisk or an apple, only that you can, even though you make a bracha on it for the smell, you cannot do that on Yom Kippur. So, anyway, way, shape, or form, a person is going to be staying away from achila and from shtiyah. The shear for shtiyah is also, there's a shear of how much a person is chayav for shtiyah, but again, even pachas mikashir, any amount is also min ha-Torah. Pachas mikashir is also min ha-Torah, so a person should not be putting any type of liquid into his mouth. There is one last point. There is a halacha, which is more paskin halacha, a person is supposed to make 100 brachas a day. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, because of the fact that we're not eating, so the amount of brachas a person is going to make is going to be limited. It's going to be less than 100 brachas. So therefore it is suggested that a person should listen to the brachas of the people which are getting aliyahs and answer amen, that counts like you said that bracha. Person listen to the brachas of the haftarah, the same thing. And even with all of that, the Shabbat makes a calculation, you're going to be missing 3 brachas. So a person goes to the bathroom, that'll count. If a person makes a bracha of Berei B'nei B'samim, Berei Atzei B'samim, Berei Yisrei B'samim, makes a bracha on B'samim, that will get him up to his total of the 100 brachas a day that a person is supposed to have. Shir will be at a quarter of. Have a good morning and a Gemar Chasimah Toivah.